Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yes, it is. My name's Joe Beamer. I'm joined by David Bellavia this segment on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brittany Shepherd will be joining us in just a few minutes with the Harris campaign, seeing how they're feeling and where their sights are at this moment. And at this moment, we still don't have a winner, which we didn't think we'd have a winner at this moment, but we're breaking down numbers. And you heard Steve Roberts say it. Kind of heard it from everybody. So far, looking like it could be a very good night for former President Donald Trump. David Bellavia, well, I know you've got your eyes county by county. Well, what are you seeing in the last few minutes?
So in the last break, there are two statements that went out, one from Team Harris, one from Team Trump. Now, Carl Calabrese will always tell you, when you're explaining in politics, you're losing. Look at those two statements and tell me who you think is winning and who is losing. I want you to look, there's two counties to look at. Center County in Pennsylvania, that's where Penn State, home of the Nittany Lions, is located. That county, 54-45, Trump took the county. That is the exact same number, opposite directions for Joe Biden. That's done in four counties in Pennsylvania. The exact opposite number that Joe Biden had in 2020, Trump is taking, flipping that county with more votes than Joe Biden had in 2020. Center County, Pennsylvania, 75% of those votes in, same margin of victory, other way around. Anson County, North Carolina. A Republican hasn't taken Anson County since Reconstruction. Anson County flipped in North Carolina for Donald J. Trump. Now, according to the insiders that are in both camps, Axios and all these guys that have all the intel, they believe that Kamala Harris has 3 to 4 percentage points in Philadelphia that is just sitting around. Mail-in ballot, absentee, whatever. There's 3 to 4%. If Donald Trump, by 12:30 tonight, is up by over 4 points, Donald Trump will take Pennsylvania tonight at 12:30.
Wow.
There's 4 points in Philadelphia. If Trump is up by 4, he wins. Now, Michigan, she's got 2. She's got 2 points that are sitting out there. Trump has a 5-point lead with 32% of the vote in. If he can maintain over 2% of a lead on Kamala Harris in Michigan, she can't touch that. Trump takes Michigan. In Wisconsin, she's got 1 point out there. Donald Trump, in the areas that he needs to dominate her in Wisconsin, is doing just that. 65% of that vote's in. He's up by 3 points. There's one more point out there for Kamala. That's the difference in this race. 1 point in Wisconsin, 2 in Michigan, and 3 to 4 in Pennsylvania. And if he can upset that any which way, he's the next president-elect of the United States.
That is where the polls stand at 11:15. We bring on Brittany Shepherd from ABC covering the Harris campaign. Brittany, what is the word from the Harris campaign at this hour?
Well, the vibe is definitely downshifted from earlier when we heard from them that they're cautiously optimistic. Sources within her team are telling us that they're growing more nervous, but they still believe that they see a path. they can clinch the blue wall and get that one blue dot in Nebraska around Omaha, just one key electoral vote to help them push throughout the finish line. But listen, they acknowledge that the map is not in their favor, and there aren't multiple paths to victory like there were at the beginning of the night. I'm sure I just heard a breakdown for Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and it's within, you know, a rounding error, at least with our ABC home data, which is made different than a couple other networks. You know, they're within 3, 2, and 1 points of one another. And you hear parts of the Harris campaign telling their staff, you know, maybe if you want to go to bed, maybe it's time to do that. Thank you for working hard. They're still trying to have a party environment. I hear from our campaign embeds who are at Howard University that they've actually changed the channel from CNN to MSNBC. And people began to cheer that it might be a little bit more favorable coverage for them as the night goes on. But it's not many paths to 70 for Harris, and the campaign is acknowledging that, at least privately.
Brittany, obviously we didn't think we'd have a winner tonight. We still don't know if we will. So the Harris campaign is pretty much saying it might not look great, but we're not going to know either way before the night's over.
Correct. And a refrain I hear a lot is land doesn't vote, people do, right? So there might be a lot of land in the middle of the country where their states are typically going to pull red. But they think that they have enough concentration of voters in the urban areas of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, around the capitals in Michigan, Wisconsin, and they're banking on something to change in Nevada, right? They're seeing some of the exit polling with women and in Arizona, and banking on those voting taking a very, very long time, and that means it's close and close and breaking in their direction, as opposed to relying on the Latino community in several of these states, especially Latino men, which have been breaking kind of unexpectedly for them in Trump's direction.
You heard David breaking down the numbers where they stand right now. It did seem like the final few days of this campaign, the Harris camp was focused on Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania as the hope to that was their goal to defeat Trump. Obviously, it's early on. We don't know. But do you think the Harris campaign maybe talking about maybe there should have been some other states on the final day of the campaign?
Absolutely. And I think if Pennsylvania goes Trump, there's going to be a lot of discussion about vice presidential picks. And listen, when that all was happening, we had some internal data at Fire38 that said, really, who you pick as your VP might not matter. But if we look at the margins, if they're super close in Pennsylvania, I think there'll be some pundits who say, listen, maybe Josh Shapiro knows his own state the best, could have helped point out where the vulnerabilities are. There's also been a lot of outreach to young voters who, like, to be sure, could vote in historic margins. There's so many members of Gen Z. This is their first ever election, kids born after 2001, but they're just an unreliable demographic. Though the Harris campaign is still telling us, listen, there are some 6 and 7 hour lines at polling places around these universities in these swing states, especially in Pennsylvania, which their votes might not even be counted yet, right? And there could be a red mirage in the Harris campaign's perspective that maybe late night into 3, 4 a.m. or maybe into Thursday, that things could swing their way.
Brittany, I wanted to ask you real quick. There's a report that the event at Howard University, has that been canceled? There's all these videos and reports online of people just like streaming out of whatever event Kamala Harris was, I guess, hosting tonight at Howard, at whatever university she was at. Are you getting reports that was canceled, or are they these just impatient people?
It could be impatient people. I'm not hearing about canceling so far. It is at Howard University. That's her alma mater. It's where she went to college. She was an historically black college where she was a historically black sorority there. It could just be people who have been there since noon, right, who are saying, hey, maybe I want to go to the, you know, the bars around that area are really popular. Maybe they'd rather have a drink.
Yeah, it is a nice place.
Especially with the way things are going, you know, so far, and especially if they know that the votes in their favor might not come in until later on in the night, to 2, 3 a.m., maybe it's margarita time. But, you know, I haven't heard that the event is canceled. And, you know, we've been tracking that she might have come out in the 11 o'clock hour here on the East Coast to say something, not to declare victory, but to say, hey, thank you so much for all your work. If they've maybe gotten word early in the room that she's not doing that, maybe they say, hey, maybe we'll go hang out at home and come back when we know she's going to come out.
All right, Brittany Shepherd with the Harris campaign with ABC. Brittany, thank you so much.
Of course. Long night for all of us.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Get the caffeine. Brittany Shepherd with the Harris campaign. We'll be checking in with the Trump campaign after the 11:30 update. And David, we've heard from Brittany. We've heard from Steve Roberts. There does seem to be this kind of tone like things might not be working out for the vice president.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin, it's Michigan, much more than it. And just, again, when you see that flip-flop of these areas that have 60, 50,000 votes, he's picking up, in rural counties, he's picking up 3,000 to 4,000 votes per county, Joe. I mean, over what he did in 2020. So now you shave off 12 points in some of these counties in Wisconsin, 12 points off Joe Biden in 2020. And not only is Trump gaining 6,000 on average per county, but you need to pull ahead of that cart in the blue areas. That's when you need to pull, you know, what was 81% for Joe Biden in some of these counties in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Virginia. They need to be 85% to make up for the rural counties. Not only are you not getting 85%, you're not getting the 81 that Joe got. You're getting 78, 77. That's just not enough when your opponent is picking up in the rural parts. I'm telling you, Trump's got to have that margin because he believes there's 4 points in Philly. He thinks there's 3 in Detroit, and he thinks there's, 2 in Michigan and 1 in, or 1 in Michigan, 2 in Wisconsin. The breakdown is if he's up by any one of those numbers, I'll tell you, News Nation will call it. That's what they're doing. I mean, News Nation is basically like, how much is out there and how do you think he's doing in the rural areas? News Nation is like slamming down the gavel on everything.
You know, maybe that professor's keys don't really tell who's going to win the presidency after all.
Well, is it not crazy that the new official thing that Democrats do every 4 years is come out and tell everyone to go to bed? I mean, this is ridiculous. No one's going to bed. You're going to have, I think you're going to have a victory tonight. You're going to have a winner tonight if this trend continues. And in order for it to stop, if they stop at 85 or 90%, whatever they do, you got to look at what's remaining. And my point is, you're just delaying the inevitable because you've got to, in the situation in Georgia, what Kamala Harris had to do with 10% of the remaining vote, she had to get 110,000 votes in the 10 that was out, the 3 largest populated areas. When those closed out, she didn't even gain 15,000 votes. She needed 110. She got 15,000 votes. Georgia's over. You're at 70% in North Georgia. As soon as you got to 90%, that race became, you know, 130,000 away. There's nothing left in Georgia for her to get, and he's 3 points up with 95% of the vote. That's why they call Georgia. That's New York Times finally called North Carolina. New York Times about to call Georgia. And if you look at Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, these same numbers are there, Joe. The same numbers are there. You can't run away. It's a trend throughout the country. Underperforming, overperforming in the suburbs, underperforming in the city, and getting blown out of the stadium in the country. I mean, way overperforming in the rural areas for Trump.
David Bellavia, we've got Carl Calabrese with us. Carl, we just heard from the Harris campaign. Brittany Shepherd joined us, and they're telling their supporters to go to bed.
Not a good sign. That is not a good sign. No, you know, we talked about second guessing. There's going to be a lot of second guessing, I think, on the polling business as well. I think what we're going to find out and conclude at the end of this thing is that, once again, the pollsters have not figured out how to accurately poll and gauge the Trump supporters. They still have not figured that out. I don't know, you know, if they're not weighting the different vote demographics properly, sampling properly, whatever it is. This will be the third time now. They missed it in 2016, said he was going to lose, he won. They said he was going to lose in 2020, but they said he was going to lose by big, big numbers, and it was very close in a lot of these states. And the same thing is happening now. They said it was, you know, tens of points of difference, and it looks like he may win by a fairly good number in terms of the popular vote. So there's going to be some second guessing there. Just the polling business is going through some real difficult times now as the culture changes, the technology changes, and you know, we'll see. We may be in for a new day when it comes to polling.
Carl, you say this all the time on the show. You say when you're explaining, you're losing. And I heard two statements from the Trump team and from the Harris team, and one was going into a deep dive of how they can make this happen. And the Trump side came out with a release that basically was like, continue mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's totally different.
And the other half of that, David, is when you're entertaining, you're winning. And Trump is certainly entertaining. The best example of that is the garbage truck entry. You just got the vibe. I mean, I'm watching television and I'm looking at the local Harris Walls headquarters. There's nobody there. I mean, there's two people at the podium and there's nobody in the room. I mean, I've been through a lot of campaigns, election nights, when you're in a room that it's a tight race or you're winning, and there's an energy in that room. There's an excitement. There's an anticipation. You can feel it. And I've been in losing rooms where, you know, you just clear out. You want to go home and have a drink and just think about the next race. And boy, I'll tell you what I saw on television tonight at the local Harris Walls campaign headquarters had all the makings of a political funeral.
Well, guys, we've heard from the Harris campaign. We've heard from Steve Roberts. We've heard from everyone. Let's go now to the Trump campaign. Layli Ipsa is joining us, ABC News. She is with the Trump campaign. And Layli, I'm guessing a little different of a story than what we're hearing over at the Harris campaign.
Absolutely. I mean, you can hear it is very loud behind me right here as North Carolina former President Donald Trump's win in that battleground state was just projected on the screen. There's loud cheers, people running from the bathroom to the front of the stage as a campaign video now plays. I'm telling you, people have been dancing, cheering, and screaming, and the mood here is very optimistic.
Do we think there might be an appearance from the former president tonight at the campaign?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, campaign aides have really said that they wanted the former president to come out when they're confident that he can reach 270 electoral votes. And while the campaign feels very good about where they are right now, they still are saying that it's early and they don't want to prematurely do anything. But I can tell you that if the former president, as we know, is an avid media consumer, is watching his watch party right now, he's going to probably want to make an appearance here, if not to make a declaration, but at least to thank his supporters who are all here in this convention center.
Layli, we heard from the Harris, you know, behind the scenes, the aides, the advisors are saying, acknowledging that the paths to victory are becoming fewer and fewer. Again, I'm guessing the word from the advisors at Trump's camp is, well, there's now even more paths to victory opening up.
Absolutely. And they're looking at the gains that the former president has made in these battleground states. Dearborn, Michigan, with a huge Muslim population. That is somewhere that former President Donald Trump in recent weeks has been courting those voters, and they're starting to see gains there. Black voters in Georgia, the Trump campaign has increased their gains from 2020 and 2016 there. So they're looking at all these battleground states and looking at the voter groups that they have increased their gains in, and that makes them feel very confident as we head into later this night.
Well, it's going to be a long night. We've been saying that for weeks now, but Layli, we appreciate you joining us from the Trump campaign, and maybe we'll be checking in with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Layli Ipsa with ABC News, and David, I don't think there's any surprise there.
We got two. The word anxiety is trending on X.com, and Bitcoin just hit $73,700, an all-time record. Things are changing. Momentum swinging.
It sure is. I don't want to say this yet. This might be premature, but it kind of has 2016 feels. Right? Kind of has the
I think you're right. I think we're down that territory. Definitely the zip code.
Yeah. It's got the vibes of 2016 again. There are votes to be counted, and we'll be counting them with you. But at 11:30, we need to get an update from ABC News with their election update at 11:30.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Dave Packer. Georgia, one of the most important battleground states, and now Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying,
if you look at who's leading the race right now, Donald J. Trump has an insurmountable lead with the number of votes outstanding.
With 90% of the expected vote reporting, Trump leading in Georgia by around 131,000 votes. That's 51% to 48%. ABC News has not projected a winner in that state yet, but it seems the path for victory is narrowing for Kamala Harris. There are six more swing states Harris will need now to get most of them to win. Based on the exit poll and our analysis of the vote so far, ABC News projects Kamala Harris has won the state of Washington. Down ballot, based on our exit poll and analysis of the vote so far, we are projecting California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff wins his re-election against Republican and former first baseman Steve Garvey. This is ABC News.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
The vote count is on here on News Radio 930 WBEN with local and national analysis. We will be joined in the next hour by Mike Dubusky from ABC News. He's on the ground in Pennsylvania, and that's where the eyes are. I'm joined by David Bellavia and Carl Calabrese. And David, it does seem like all the attention flipping through the networks is on Pennsylvania. As I said, Mike Dubusky will join us in the next hour in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we hear so much about Philadelphia. Kamala Harris threw the big concert there on the last day of campaigning. And is it going to pay off?
Well, if you're looking at Bucks County right now and you're a Democrat, you have to think, what on earth happened 4 years in Bucks County? These are the little margins that really get you when you start looking at not performing at a level that you need to perform at. And then when you're losing the margins. So understand, if one of four black men are voting for your opponent, 25% on average, 25% of black men are voting for Trump. So that's higher in some places, lower in others. But you now have a 12% less turnout than you had 4 years ago. That's the political pick six inside the red zone, right? Keon Coleman, it goes off his pad. It's not just 7 points. They go down and score a touchdown. It's a 14-point swing. That's what's happening to Kamala Harris. She's underperforming at a level that she doesn't have the turnout, and she's losing 1-4 to the other side. That's insurmountable. You can't overcome that. And you want to delay the inevitable all you want. You look at Chester County, Allegheny County. I mean, she's got to be, look at those numbers, compare that to Joe Biden, and there's a lot of problems here for team Harris. This was not 430,000 was what she was Joe Biden brought in 2020 in Allegheny County. That's where Pittsburgh is. She's under that by 29,000 votes. 29,000 votes. And he's making it up. When you go just north of Allegheny, you're in Butler County. That's where the assassination attempt occurred. He made up votes in Butler County over 2020. In Armstrong County, he made up votes. He flipped things in Clearfield. He flipped things in Center County. And he's made up in Clinton. He's made up in Elk. He's made up in Potter. He's made up in Lycoming. All of these different areas, he's increased his 2020 numbers, and she's losing it over 2020. It's really crazy. It's rough. And keep a special eye in Cambria County. That's far too close compared to where it was in 2020.
Interesting stuff. And, you know, I mean, she is underperforming Joe Biden in a lot of places on the map, Carl Calabrese. And, you know, the interesting thing is she was put on the ballot because they thought that Joe Biden couldn't even perform as well as he did in 2020. Ironically, neither can Kamala Harris.
No, and David's numbers really point to the dilemma she's in now. Not only is she underperforming Joe Biden's numbers, but her vote turnout of what should be her base is not turning out. You know, I'm not surprised. I mean, the thought that she could appeal to, especially to black men, you know, you think about it. I mean, she is a California progressive leftist. I put the word elite in there. I mean, she, you know, travels with the stars. She's got that celebrity about her. I mean, she doesn't relate to many, many black men at all. I mean, it's just a different world between her and those other people. And so it doesn't surprise me that she didn't relate to them. They didn't warm up to her. And Donald Trump does. I mean, Donald Trump's, you know, he speaks the language of working people, of people struggling. Amazing, because, you know, he's a multi-billionaire developer, but yet he relates to regular folks, working folks. That's a story in and of itself. But I think that goes a long way to explain why she's underperforming with minorities and urban vote. Again, this is an election where I think there's a lot of pent up frustration and disappointment with the direction of the country and the direction of Biden. People elected him thinking he was going to be a unifier. He was anything but a unifier. I mean, you know, the semi-fascist, MAGA fascist garbage comments. They thought he was going to be moderate Joe from Scranton. He immediately went left, taking his cues from the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. You know, messed up the economy, messed up foreign affairs, messed up the border. I mean, you can't ignore that, and you can't say if you're the vice president that you had nothing to do with it, and it's a new day, and you're going to turn the page. It was just a disconnect, that message and versus the actual record and what people experienced the last 4 years. So I think that's what we're seeing coming home today.
You know, Carl,
I just want to say real quick, the New York Times, the Associated Press is now calling Virginia for Vice President Kamala Harris. What's interesting about Virginia is it goes to Harris, but if everything works out the way it appears to be working out, that she's going to win that state by like 50,000 votes, Carl. I mean, did anyone have Kamala Harris, 2 points in Virginia? That would seem to be a toss-up state if it was that close.
Oh, I mean, the polls in Virginia were, you know, a week, 2 weeks ago, plus 7. And then up until today, I think it was plus 5. For Harris, so they missed that state by a pretty good margin, but you know, again, you've got the numbers in front of you, David. I wanted to ask you, what are the numbers in Erie County, Pennsylvania? Do you have those?
Yes, Erie County, Pennsylvania, is about 75% reported. It's got Harris is at 52,000. She's up 3 points. If you go back to that in 2020, that was a 1 point Biden win, and he had 68,000. He won that by roughly what, 1,400 votes in Erie in 2020. Biden beat Trump by just over 1,800 votes, 1,400 votes in 2020. But that, again, 68,000 people came out. If you look at this one right now, that those numbers are, I mean, she's 16,000 off right now.
Okay. Well, you know, Erie County is one of those bellwether counties in Pennsylvania, but you just wrecked off 8 or 10 other ones where Trump is overperforming, she's underperforming.
And literally flipped. If you go to Center County, that's Penn State. I mean, think about the type of kids, you know, Penn State in Center County, and look at the way that Trump is performing. There's a county in North Carolina, Anson County, hasn't had a Republican since Reconstruction. And they took Trump in this election. But Center County, Biden took that by 5 points. Took it by 5 points in 2020. And that exact same thing has been flipped around. Trump is up by 5 points.
Well, you know, David, and the other factor here is the registration numbers. I mean, the Republicans have really been successful in cutting into the Democrat lead in voter registration to the point now where what was once a 600,000 and 700,000 vote lead by Democrats over Republicans is now down to 295,000. So kudos to the Republican organizations at the local level in Pennsylvania for cutting into that. And they continue to cut into it. So just as we saw Ohio over time go from a blue state to a purple state to a red state, Pennsylvania may be starting down that same road.
Well, Trump's got about a 220,000 lead vote in Pennsylvania. 82% of the vote is in. He's up 3 points. Team Harris and Team Trump believe that there are 3 to 4 points in Philly that sit out there. And that if Trump can get over 4 points by basically an hour from now, that they're going to call Pennsylvania for Trump because he's over 4 points. So it's the race to 4 points for Trump. And then he's got
over.
The same issue. And then it's over. He's got the same issue in Michigan and Wisconsin. It's 3 points and 1 point. 1 point in Michigan, 3 in Wisconsin. And they're saying that Trump right now is a 3-point lead in Wisconsin. And he has 43% of the vote, but he's up by 5 in Michigan. If they're at a point at 85, 90% of the vote where they believe that they have more of a lead than Wayne County can magically make happen, then they're going to say, then that's over. News Nation being very aggressive, but that would be all three states right now, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. If they continue to trend the way they are,
yeah.
Trump is definitely within the point. And again, Maricopa completely has shut down at 50%. The Arizona, you are going to get nothing out of Arizona. This state is an absolute embarrassment, and it makes you just rethink our foreign policy in the 19th century because I don't know what we're doing. These people are an embarrassment. They have literally shut everything down in Arizona. They stopped counting.
It's unbelievable. What you said earlier about the blue wall states, that we've said it all night, and this has got the feeling of 2016. And boy, you know, if he ends up sweeping those three blue wall states, deja vu all over again.
It's trouble. And by the way, Nevada's number is super late. Joe, have you seen anything on Nevada? It closed at 11 o'clock. Not a single, no website has Nevada's numbers.
I am seeing that we might not see the first numbers from Nevada until 12:45 Eastern time.
Wow, that's crazy. There's a big Senate race in there as well. If you go to Wisconsin, though, and again, we're making the 2020 comparison. Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes, and he got those votes from Madison, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, if you look at the county of Dane County, which is right where Madison is, you got the University of Wisconsin there, you know, a lot of people wearing winter caps all year long. That's where they walk around barefoot. It's a crazy, crazy area, Dane County. Joe Biden took that county with 76% of the vote. He got 260,000 votes. As we stand right now in Dane County, Joe Biden's numbers were, let me see here, what did I say? 260,000 at 75%. And she is at 251,000 and at 75%. So she's trending right where Biden was. And so now you got to look at what helper they got. They got help out of Sauk County, S-A-U-K. And it's a small county, about, you know what, 45,000 total votes. But Joe Biden took that with 18,000 votes and beat Trump in Sauk County, just north of Madison, by literally 700 votes and took 50% of the vote. Now, if you go to that same county in Sauk County, Donald Trump has 5,000 more votes than Joe Biden had, and he's up 7 points in a county he lost by 700 votes. So you can do what Biden did in Milwaukee and in Madison. You got to outperform Sauk County. You've got to do more than Biden did. And you don't have the horses in Madison or Milwaukee in Wisconsin. That's a problem if you're Team Harris, Carl.
Oh, it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. The numbers just aren't going to be there. You can't make it up. And you know, that would lead, you would think, to putting that state in the red column. I, you know, it seems, David, that the national media is very, very slow. That's probably the wrong word. Reluctant is probably a better word to report what you're reporting. I mean, I'm watching it and I'm listening to you, and there's like a world of difference between the level of detail and the trend line that you're reporting. Versus what is being shown on the national media. I think these folks are really hand-wringing right now.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, everyone's eyes are on Pennsylvania right now. I think Nevada's going to tell you a whole lot, too. And again, if she loses Nevada and Arizona, you know, she's now blade running, and she's got to run the gauntlet of Wisconsin and Michigan. Now, understand, Wisconsin's quite more advanced in their count than Michigan is. But if you look at the areas that Biden was able to hold on to, Douglas County, northern Wisconsin, Douglas County, Bayfield County, Ashland County, these were little counties that had about 20,000, 10,000 per county, per total voters in 2020. And those areas were overwhelmingly you know, adding to the lead that Joe Biden had in Wisconsin in 2020. And if you look at those areas right now, Ashland is, you know, has got Trump is ahead very early on in the voting. The north part of Wisconsin has yet to report. They're much lower than central Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin, where the cities are in Madison, in Milwaukee, that's southern Wisconsin. Those numbers are coming in at a much quicker rate. But again, it's making it up in the areas that Biden really put distance. And again, if you go back to what that election was like in Wisconsin in 2020, it was 20,000 votes, less than 20,000 votes that gave Joe Biden Wisconsin. And if you're going to win by 20,000 votes, you want to take 800 here, 1,500 there, 1,200 there. That adds up to 20,000. Those counties are gone. It's got to come from the city. And the city vote isn't there. This is going to be trouble. And you're seeing the identical thing in Wayne County, where Detroit, Michigan is. You're seeing the same thing in Bucks County. It's almost a completely different county in 24 than it was in 2020.
And continue to break down those numbers. Guys, I just want to take a quick look at a local race. We are going to see a flip in the assembly in a local seat, the 143rd seat here locally. Patrick Chlesinski beat Monica Wallace. So that is a gain for Republicans. Carl, your thought on that?
Well, you know, it's significant for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's very seldom that a incumbent member of the state assembly loses an election in these parts, or any part of New York State for that matter. You know, they've got a huge, huge reelection percentage. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, Monica Wallace has had two tough elections prior to this one against unknown, underfunded candidates, and she's barely hung on by the skin of her teeth. She has moved very far left for that district, especially the Cheektowaga portion of it, on a number of issues, abortion, crime, immigration. And now she's got a quality candidate with a law enforcement background and money. And he ran a very good campaign, and he beat an incumbent, and that is impressive. But I think she just moved too far to the left. She got out of touch with her district, even right through this campaign. I mean, you know, her campaign commercials were heavily, heavily on abortion. Now, think about that. You've got Cheektowaga, a very ethnic, Polish, Roman Catholic town, and you're leading with that issue? You know, I just questioned that from the first time I saw her commercials, but knowing that she's had problems in the past. But like I say, I think it's the classic example of an incumbent just going with her party, which is a New York City-based party, moving too far to the left, and just losing touch with her district. And her voters, I think, acknowledge that tonight and sent her a message.
So that's the that is the upset here locally, as we see the Republicans gain an assembly seat in the 143rd district. And we will be keeping an eye on other local races. Mike Kane, by the way, has declared victory. You heard that in our news update. When we come back, more numbers coming in with the presidential race. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, maybe Nevada will start reporting numbers when we come back from break. We'll also have Mike Dubutsky. He is on the ground in Pennsylvania. He'll talk with David and I as our election coverage continues on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.